Okay, I hereby call the meeting of the Committee on Appointments to order. It is noon, as far as I know, on Monday, the 17th of October. We're here for two interviews, the first of which is a man totally unknown to anybody outside of the city of Yonkers, unless, of course, they're in the sub-African continent, South Asian continent in India. Harry Singh, nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
Why in the world do you want to do this? It's not as though you're not busy.
Actually, I'm busy, but it's an opportunity to serve the people who are, you know, not having a fair like treatment in the community, or they are not getting a right to use their rights. So it's an opportunity to work and represent them and to hear their grievances and complaints. That's why I look forward to work in this.
Good. How did you find out about the position?
I got a letter like 3 months ago prior to this that if you are interested to serve in the commission.
There's nothing wrong with being recruited. Okay. Nothing wrong with being recruited at all.
Because I'm working in the community.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So I said I must join it.
Have you been to, if I may, have you been to a meeting?
Yes.
You have.
I attended two meetings.
So you're familiar with the kinds of things that they deal with.
Fifth and the September meetings.
Terrific. That's fantastic. And you're aware that the current commissioner has resigned.
Yes.
Executive director.
Yes. A director, excuse me.
Right. The director.
Yeah.
I'm aware about that. She's so great.
Yes, she is great.
I've seen the meeting she conducts. Very manageable, very impressive.
Yes.
But she's getting a judge.
Well, there's a conflict with the Hatch Act that because portions of the budget are funded by the federal government, even though they've made a great effort to segregate it, there were objections raised. And so she's in the position she's in, and she wants to move her career on to a judge. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Dolores is a terrific judicial mind. That's what she likes. But to get back to you, you're in the real estate world, Yonkers.
Yes, I am.
And so you must see a number of situations, well, from time to time, situations that probably ought to be referred to the Human Rights Commissioner, and to now have an opportunity to get involved in the nitty-gritty and the interaction of this. Do you feel that as a person who's in the real estate business and where a lot of housing discrimination cases are going to show up there, of course, that you'll be able to step back from, let's say, the objection is to someone in the real estate industry who's been alleged to have been in violation of the law. You'll be able to step back and provide objective review of this case?
Yes. Like if somebody is really discriminating any buyers for the rental, for the property, or condo, co-op, or multi-family, definitely I will help the Human Rights Commission. That's my prime objective is. I will not say to protect the realtor if he's in violation. I will go for the human right. And normally I see so many testers come to our office too, time to time. And we know that testers are.
Have you ever recommended anybody to go to the Human Rights Commission?
Actually, there is no violation or nothing case came in my knowledge. So
nobody's come
against,
across.
But if someone speak to me, definitely I will encourage them. If treated badly or not justified, definitely I will encourage them to go and talk to the Human Rights Commission for counseling.
Good. Mr. Nona.
Yeah, have you, in your work in the real estate industry, seen any situations where you think, you know, discrimination might have occurred in either rental or purchase?
To be honest, the co-op have a lot of, but nobody tells
what boards have so much power.
Yeah, because they have the powers, they never tell the buyer, prospective buyer, that he or she is not qualified to, on what ground.
Mm-hmm. They never tell. How about real estate agents steering people to certain areas?
Us.
Steering certain minority people away from you know, areas that are predominantly white. Have you seen that at all? Or
Yeah, I see that advertising, publicity, they are trying to get, you know, that particular area to get a particular people of the group, of the ethnicity, or anything to it. But that's wrong.
Have you had much involvement with Section 8, the Section 8 program? Have you ever seen?
Not much, but we do have, if we get a phone calls in our office too, they are looking for Section 8. And about a year ago, I helped out one Section 8. It was my listing. It was two family homeowner living in one floor, and another floor was vacant. And I was like very much helpful, and I would say I got an opportunity to work with the Section 8.
And the landlord was, the owner of the house was willing to accept the Section 8?
Oh, yes.
Because we have, that's an issue that has come to our attention, that there may be some landlords that won't accept Section 8 tenants, and should we pass a law to provide some, basically penalties within certain guidelines if a landlord will not accept the Section 8 tenant?
I think
we did pass a law.
Yes.
No, not that particular law.
I think we should give this some penalty, but I told my client, it was my listing, that you cannot deny on base of any race, reason, creed, familial status, or anything.
Have you seen any discrimination against South Asians, in particular, that the South Asian community in Westchester? Is that a concern, do you know?
Not really. Case came in, I know it's like that. But I think in Westchester is very fair. Not much like this.
That's all my questions.
Fair enough. Any other questions from anybody?
This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming in.
Nice meeting you all.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
May I have a motion?
Somewhat.
Where are we moving?
Mr. Singh. Human Rights Commission.
You know, it's interesting. The next person is also a South Indian person.
I know. I know.
Is he trying to pack the Human Rights Commission with non-Hispanics and blacks, with other types of minorities, because they're not going to be as sympathetic?
I know Harry reasonably well. I think while there may be maybe that aspect of it, I don't think Harry's the kind of
guy who's going to wink and nod on
the stuff. So.
All right, that's good.
I'm prepared to vouch for him in that regard. Okay. I don't know the other person.
I don't know the other person, although the other person has also been on their own Human Rights Commissioner.
That's right.
Has been a Human Rights Commissioner.
Okay, I have a motion from Judy.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank
so
you very much.
They're replacing
Olivia.
Olivia King.
Okay. And then this guy's replacing Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
He's a white guy, so I guess.
And an Irisher and a labor guy.
Yeah.
Is that Paul Ryan?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Hello.
John, were you on Channel 12? I thought I saw something at the gym. What was on?
Newsmakers. Did you do your 15 minutes yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
15 minutes.
Yeah. No, my opponent, now I'm sort of leveraging it, has a lot of, so she says, has a lot of issues
with what?
With being able to do things in the afternoon. So I've now developed a lot of issues with doing things in the morning.
So you didn't go. Yeah, Mike was on, and I think Peter was on. And then after me was Bill Ryan was on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not doing little mini debates; they're just doing one shots for each.
No, together.
No, they're
together with a question, and you kind of go back and forth.
And okay. And Connie Bear does it,
Connie Bear. My opponent's come up with new things on the settlement now. Now, you know, it wasn't enough that. You know, we got the cap and we got the letters, and he now says I should have gotten an exemption from Mount Pleasant.
Good.
Because they never took CDBG.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I said they didn't need one. I said it wasn't necessary. When the issue comes up, we'll deal with it. Not an issue.
Come in. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm John Nona.
I'm Thomas Koshy.
How are you? Bill Burton. Have you have a seat there, please?
Judy Myers.
I like you.
Yes, nice to see you. Where on Sussex Road are you?
I'm between Albert Land School and the Ward. You know the Ward?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Ward is on my left and Albert is on my right side.
I lived on Sussex.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
For a year.
Okay.
We were between, we had been living overseas and when we came back we couldn't get into our house.
So
we had renters.
Nice
so we rented on Sussex.
My daughter also lives there on the same street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Yeah, we were right across from Albert Leonard.
Nice place.
Okay. You're a busy man. Tell me why you want to do this.
Well, I have been on the New Rochelle City Human Rights Commission for two consecutive terms. I'm always very much involved with the community. And basically, I'm from India, and particularly from the southern tip of India, which is Kerala. So we have a large community in this country, especially in the county. Mm-hmm. We are over 3,000 families. So I really work very close with the community.
Mm-hmm.
I was the president of the association, and I also am the, I hold the judicial council chairman position for the whole 48 associations federation under which there's a federation.
Within the country?
Within the country.
Wow.
So it's a large, we are, if you put the numbers, I would say we are about over 600 to 700,000 people.
Really?
Yeah, very big number.
Wow.
And is that a particular, Mayali is a state in southern India?
Kerala state, correct.
That's
a state which has the highest literacy.
99.9%. Illiteracy.
Literacy.
No, literacy.
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 Yeah. Okay.
A good thing.
I was going to say, Kerala seemed like I always thought was pretty good. And so the migration from the state has been focused in certain cities, or how has it worked out?
See, actually, if you remember, there was in the 70s, the United States had a lot of shortage of nurses.
Mm.
And as I said, our people are highest in literacy, and that is where all these colleges were there, schools and nursing colleges.
I see. Mm.
Even some of the American companies came and established nursing schools. So if you look at the overall India's population, I'm talking about the ratio-wise, we are the highest ratio in medical field.
Uh-huh.
If you go to any of the hospitals here, the majority of the Indians are from my state.
Hmm. Okay.
Amazing.
So how did you come to be on the Human Rights Commission in New Rochelle?
Actually, as I said, I am very much involved with the community there. I was also the president of the Malayali Association, which is the major association in Westchester,
mm-hmm.
with a membership of over 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Ideni used to come there. Mm. He used to be our patron in most of the main events.
Okay.
And of course, Mr. Hanara, Mayor Noam Ramson also used to be there. So they all knew me. So they have drafted me into the Human Rights Commission.
So you were a draftee?
I was actually a draftee. They asked me to come in and join us.
Good.
Is there still a Human Rights Committee in New Rochelle?
In New Rochelle, yes, we do have, yes. But unlike here, we don't have the subpoena power and all.
Right.
So we just call both the parties, mediate, and try to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Jacqueline is the chairman.
Oh, okay. Well, have you been to a meeting of the Westchester Human Rights?
Westchester, I attended twice. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Both the times. The first one was actually as an observer.
Yes.
Even the second one, they said we could talk about, but we cannot vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In any decision making, we could
right,
do it.
Right. Until
so.
The Board of Legislatures. That's right.
And you were in the ambulance business.
itself.
You were in the ambulance business?
I was an ambulance. I was, that was my own business. That was my business. I just started about 4 or 5 years ago. In the, you know, while I had this jewelry business. I'm basically a wholesaler in gold jewelry.
Ah, okay.
So this ambulance was for a brief period.
Okay.
So and then I sold it. Because these both are different field, because while the gold jewelry business is finance, money intensive, in other words, capital intensive, the other one is labor intensive.
Mm.
So it's very difficult to get the employees.
Mm-hmm. And manage two different kinds of facets. Yeah.
So I said I'm better off with the gold business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's important that we get people from various places
and
different approaches.
Absolutely, yes.
We just had an individual who's in the real estate industry and who knows, of course.
I think Mr. Harry.
Yes.
I know him, yes. He's a good friend of
Harry very well. And his field being real estate, he is sensitive to the issues of not only condos and co-ops, but also rentals and housing issues in general. And your field is not real estate. So
my field is not real estate.
What approach do you take, or what direction do you come from in this area?
As I said, you know, compared to, I mean, I'm not comparing myself with him, but however, ever since I have been in this country, I came into this country in 1986, and prior to that, I was in Middle East. I was in Yemen. I was an airline employee. Later, I came here and joined United Airlines. While working with the United Airlines, I started my business on a side basis, as a small business operating from my home. But then, since then, I was right from my childhood. I was very involved in the community, so I always looked at the interest of the people without any religion, caste. So I don't think that I have to be in any particular business to be associated with the community. So I always wanted to do what is right for the people. You know, that's what I was always interested in, working something like this, Human Rights Commission.
You get no argument from three politicians.
This is good.
This side
we're
of the table
like to hear that.
Okay, any other questions?
I'm curious as to what types of cases you had at the New Rochelle Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
That you can tell us about.
One of
were they real estate discrimination, employment discrimination?
No, we had one was an employment discrimination where the McDonald's had put in a sign outside saying that they were hiring people. But, you know, some of the people, especially African American, walked into the building asking for some application they wouldn't give. So that wasn't appropriate. So that case came to us, and we got involved, and they realized it was wrong. And as I said, we didn't have any any subpoena power, but the employer understood that New Rochelle doesn't tolerate that kind of things. So we resolved that thing. And another one was one of the taxi drivers refused to take a wheelchair. Because, you know,
it's an issue in New York City now.
Right. Okay. I mean, you know, it's a lot of headache for them, because why should they take a wheelchair and go through all that, you know, sometimes wait at the exit point, you know, where you have to give him a hand to go into the, you know, to the room or something, you know. So he didn't want it. He just wouldn't budge it. He said, no, I cannot take the wheelchair because I can't fit into my trunk. As a matter of fact, that is one of the main requirements, that you should be able to
Interesting.
Into
the trunk. So that was an American with Disabilities Act.
That is correct. And he wasn't aware. And we made it a point. And since then, we have given an education literature to all these taxi people. And one of the main questions we have when they apply for the license is whether you will be providing access to the, you know, the disabled people. They didn't know it. And also, they were also there was another problem also. They were not aware of the language, because most of the literature were in English, and the you know, especially Spanish speaking people. They did, most of some of the drivers are from Spanish speaking people, and also we also had some African Americans. They were also not very fluent with the language. They can't understand exactly. You know, when they are given all these literatures, hardly they go through them. because they don't realize that these are mandatory issues. You cannot refuse a passenger who is disabled.
So your function was like a you were mediator.
We always mediate, right. Only. Yeah, we can't. You know, we ask both parties to come. Mm. First, we interview. You know, the complainant. And then we ask call the defendant. Yeah. And when we realize that there is substance, and when we try to mediate, and 99% they do not revolt because they know that they are at fault. Mm-hmm. So then we try to mediate and resolve the issues. Mm-hmm. And these were the main two issues still struck me, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, these are two different issues. One is employment, the other one is the Disability Act. Yeah. So
interesting. Do you intend to stay on the New Rochelle Commission if your appointment goes through? Or will you resign?
I didn't hear you.
Will you stay on the New Rochelle Commission?
I'm no more now.
Oh, you're off.
No,
now.
Once okay. Once they were. It was after 2 years. After two term, I served on the commission.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So then I was telling them, you know, but give me a relief, you know, leave me there. So I think somebody notify the county executive. I think.
I see.
Ah,
okay.
That's
fair enough.
Smart.
I have a feeling like that. So they asked me. So. Okay.
So you had free time.
Good. Okay. Our benefit.
Good for us. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So nice to see you.
Nice talking to you.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice, Judy. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay. Very nice. May I have a motion?
Yeah, somebody. I thought he was.
May I have a second? Second by Ms. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. I don't believe we have any further business before this committee. May I have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Moved by Mr.
Second.
Donas, second by Ms. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
And we have 1 o'clock.